This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Since we're popular fast food, I know everyone's all embarrassed. I haven't put this on Facebook yet because everybody's all embarrassed, you know, to say that they eat fast food. I'm not embarrassed. I like eating fast food. And I'm not embarrassed, too. I love McDonald's. I love the way a McDonald's burger tastes. Did you know that the Big Mac turned 50? Apparently, this is the 50th anniversary. I'm not exactly sure what the exact date is, but we're being told that Big Mac has been around for 50 years, and I don't think they've messed too much with the recipe. With two all-beef patties, special sauce. I forget what the commercial was. But anyway, I believe on Thursday might be the exact date, and customers can receive a Mac coin with the purchase of a Big Mac at 14,000 participating restaurants across the U.S., What is the Mac coin good for? Another Big Mac. I'm not sure why it's not Mick coin. I guess Big Mac. Okay, I get it. Customers can redeem the new currency for a free Big Mac starting Friday and running through the rest of 2018. In an interview with USA Today, McDonald's CEO Steve Easterbrook explained Thursday was selected as a release date for the brass-colored coins because it would have been the 100th birthday of Jim Delligatti. Jim Delligatti, a McDonald's franchisee in western Pennsylvania who invented the Big Mac. The coin idea sprung from the role that the Big Mac has played a measuring purchasing power. In 1986, The Economist started to use the Big Mac Index as a way of measuring the purchasing power of international currency. They still use it to this day. Did you know that there's a Big Mac Index? So, they say the Big Mac has become an American icon over its 50-year run. In 2007, there was a Big Mac Museum restaurant established in North Huntington, Pennsylvania, to honor the burger. There is a Big Mac sculpture, 14 feet tall and 12 feet in diameter. I know, I'm hungry. I'd love a Big Mac. In 2016, McDonald's division of the UK auctioned off a 240-milliliter bottle of sauce used in the burger, and they got $95,000 on eBay. This has been reported by CNBC. McDonald's sold 1.3 million Big Macs last year, according to the chain. And these Mac coins are going to have all these, like, unique designs, like the 70s, the decades, flower power, the 80s, 90s, 2000s, like showing technology, that kind of thing. But, you know, I got to hand it to them. I just remember in the 80s when they were talking about Big Macs being all four food groups. You got your bread food group, you got your meat, you got your dairy, and then you got your vegetables, the lettuce. And I think onions, are there onions in the Big Mac? And so, it had three breads, two all-beef patties. And the funny thing is a Big Mac today looks like a small sandwich. I remember seeing a Big Mac as a kid going, oh my gosh, that is a big burger. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, something cheese. I don't remember the thing. So that was big. Now, how are fast food chains doing? Well, it used to be McDonald's, Jack in the Box. According to Business Insider, here are the 20 most successful fast food chains in America. Rounding out number 20 is Papa John's. Papa John's sold in 2014 $2.7 billion. They were able to maintain on stop. They also, you know, partnered with celebrities like Peyton Manning. I guess Papa John's got a lot of NFL coverage. Yeah, a lot of advertising there. Number 19 was Jack in the Box. still sells breakfast all day. I really can't stand their breakfast jacks, so but I do like their croissant breakfast. Arby's came in 18. Dairy Queen is still up there. 7,000 locations throughout the world. Subway insiders accused the chain of ripping off their products. Didn't Dairy Queen come before Subway? Little Caesars came in number 16 because they're, I love their crazy bread. Carl's Jr. and Hardee's came in number 15. Chipotle number 14. Now, Chipotle probably doesn't want to be thought of as fast food, but they have fresh ingredients. And I guess the company recently took Subway's spot as America's healthy fast food choice. Fast food of choice. Chipotle's. Sonic Drive-In, number 13. Domino's, number 12. KFC, number 11. Panera Bread, number 10. We're seeing that rise. Pizza Hut came in number 9. Chick-fil-A, number 8. Oh, I love Chick-fil-A. It's not the most aesthetic-looking sandwich, but dang. Dunkin' Donuts, number 7. They actually have breakfast sandwiches. They're going to continue to expand. Taco Bell, number 6. Wendy's, number 5. Wendy's, beating out Jack in the Box, beating out Chick-fil-A. I got to admit, I like Wendy's burgers. They're yummy. Burger King, number 4. I do not like the taste of Burger King. Not a big fan of the Whopper. Subway, number 3. Again, even though they had a lot of controversial stuff going on, still, people like fresh. Starbucks came in at number 2. And still the number 1 fast food chain, McDonald's. I know, I almost said have it your way, but have it your way is Burger King. Have it your way at Burger King now. No, McDonald's is Big Mac, Filet of Fish, Quarter Pounder, French Fries, Icy Coke, Big Shakes, Sundaes, and Apple Pies. I know all the, like, McDonald's songs. I just think tunes need to really, really come back. McDonald's, back in 2014, sold $35.4 billion. I don't think we have any more recent. And it is still considered the restaurant of the future as it starts to get kiosks. You get to robotically get your burger. You can get a salad. Watch out for salmonella from some of the locations. You get your $1 Coke. Can get your sundae, your apple pie. Not sure why people would buy apple pie. Go to Murray Callender's, but it's so popular. So, all right. Fast food isn't going away. It will go away if we keep raising the prices. Then there's no reason to go into a McDonald's and buy a $12 Big Mac. You could get a burger at Outback for that price. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a new epidemic on the way. You thought opioids were bad. Wait for this one. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we talked about this before, and the media is starting to pick up on it. Not because somebody listened to me, it's just, I think, you know, we see things usually years before it happens, and all of a sudden the rest of the world's like, oh, this is a problem. So while the world is trying to pat themselves on the back for starting to fight the opioid crisis, we have a new crisis that I don't even want to say new, it's been around for a while. But it could even be more dangerous than the opioid crisis. And that is the rising benzodiazepine use and prescription epidemic. Benzodiazepines are anxiolytics or anti-anxiolytics, or medications we use as sedatives. But we use benzos for a variety of things. We use it for anxiety. We use it for mood disorders. We use it for insomnia. We use it for pain control. We use it as muscle relaxants. We even use them as happy pills. And the numbers are startling. We're looking at thousands upon thousands of prescriptions a year involving benzodiazepines. And there's been data that shows that when you look at overdose deaths of opioids, 30% of them involve a benzo. According to data from the National Institute on Drug Abuse, there were 8,700 overdose deaths involving benzodiazepines back in 2015. That's up from 1999 when there were 1,100 overdose deaths involving benzodiazepines. They say between 1996 and 2013, the number of adults filling a benzodiazepine prescription increased by 67%, reaching 13.5 million in 2013. Now, opioids are getting the headlines. Because heroin, fentanyl, prescription opioids killed more than 42,000 people in the year 2016, according to the CDC. So, yeah, they're getting the headlines. But a third of those people had benzos on board. And, again, we still don't have a lot of details of what happened with Heath Ledger, where we heard that he had maybe some Valium or Xanax, he had a pain pill, he drank some alcohol, took an Ambien later that night, was found dead. Now, again, we don't have a lot of details, and I understand, you know, celebrities should have some privacy, obviously. You know, they, you know, why should their medical history be out there? But if it really was just a few pills that interacted, we need to raise awareness that the interaction could be even deadlier than the pills themselves. And so, then the quantity of the pills. So, benzodiazepines, you can recognize them because they end in AM. Or PAM, but usually AM, A-M, like diazepam, clonazepam, alprazolam. And the brand names are Xanax, Valium, Clonopin, Ativan. The top five prescribed benzodiazepines, Xanax knocks them out of the ballpark. Xanax is so commonly prescribed. Then Ativan, then Clonopin, Valium, and Restoril. Restoril is a biggie. Temazepam. They are controlled substances by the DEA. You need a prescription to get them. They're very addictive. Withdrawing from benzodiazepines are not comfortable. If you stop your benzodiazepine abruptly, you could die. If you stop an opioid abruptly, you won't die. Yes, technically, there could be dehydration. Technically, you could have some suicidal thoughts. But directly dying usually doesn't happen when you stop taking opioids. You're miserable and you feel like dying. But if you stop a benzodiazepine that you've been taking on a regular basis, you can die. Benzodiazepines can also severely deform a fetus. So I never liked giving Xanax or Valium to somebody who was childbearing or somebody of a childbearing years. Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to get pregnant. I use birth control. I'd still be like, look, I really don't want to give this to you. And, you know, please make sure you use extra protection because if you get pregnant on this medication, you could have fetal defects. I also didn't like to give Xanax to people the way it's supposed to be written. You're supposed to write these anxiolytics or these benzodiazepines as one every 8 hours PRN anxiety. PRN, as needed, every 8 hours. I don't want you taking a Xanax at 8 o'clock in the morning. If I take a Xanax, I am out in 15 minutes. It puts me to sleep. These benzodiazepines make you sleepy. Now, some people say, nah, I'm good. Well, maybe you have a tolerance buildup, but that doesn't mean it's not subclinically affecting your mentation, your alertness, your reflexes. So if you take a benzodiazepine and you go through withdrawal, you'll get anxious. You'll have insomnia, restlessness, heart palpitations, You could get headaches, you could get tremors, you could get nausea, difficulty concentrating, but you could also have hallucinations, you could go into a psychosis, and you could get a seizure. Benzodiazepines are nothing to mess with. And they're so cheap, and they're so easy to take, and they're so easily prescribed, that you have a lot of people addicted to them. Patients will come in going, I need my Xanax. I'm here because I need my Xanax. I'm out of town, I need my Xanax. And they're all edgy. I'm like, okay, why do you take it? Oh, it just keeps me normal. Okay, you aren't supposed to need a sedative to keep you normal. Well, the reason why is they're addicted. And they don't want to go through the withdrawal. You are not allowed to take a benzodiazepine with alcohol. You're not allowed to take it with opioids, pain pills. You're not supposed to mix it with recreational drugs. I know teenagers who are on these medications. When my son was going for bar mitzvah training years ago, there was another girl that was getting ready for hers. And, you know, I'm like, are you nervous? You know? And she's like, no, I'm good because I have Valium. I'm like, what? A 13-year-old is not supposed to be on Valium. 12. Girls get bar mitzvah when they're 12. Boys when they're 13. I'm like, what? We go so easy to these medications and they're so addictive. So, how does this affect you or I? Well, the government does things stupidly. The government is going after opioid prescriptions, they're going after doctors. There's, I think one doctor is getting sued because somebody took one of his prescriptions that he gave him and overdosed on it. So doctors are at the point now where we're like, you know what, we're not going to go there. And because benzodiazepines could be just as dangerous, we're not going to go there either. The reason why these medications exist is because bad stuff happens. Accidents happen. Rapes happen. Break-ins happen. Insomnia happens. And these medications are supposed to be there for the once-in-a-blue-moon issue. And we have created a society so dependent on it because we thought that, well, it's okay. They're so easy to get. Then all of a sudden, healthcare starts to get harder and harder to obtain. You know, nobody's talking about how when Obamacare came, you know, took over, and when, you know, the economy started to shift and people lost their jobs and people lost insurance, they lost access to their medications. It was not good. We have this huge spike in illegal drugs and drug overdoses. When people didn't have access to their medications anymore, they panicked. You know, many people are going to be going to these benzodiazepines if they can't get their narcotics. Why? Because they make you sleep. I could sleep through the pain then. Give me something that'll knock me out, doctor, so I don't feel the pain. If you won't give me a pain pill, then give me a sedative. What are we doing here, people? Well, marijuana will save the day. You know, we're legalizing marijuana, and so people can then use marijuana instead. No, that's not going to save the day. So now we have people addicted to pot. How is that going to save the day? People get tolerant to that, too. We have this underlying push and drive for us to not deal with things naturally and to figure out other ways to, you know, deal with life's negativities. And we've learned to go to the drugs, and we've learned that it's a status symbol. It used to be, oh my gosh, you know, it's embarrassing that I need a pill. Now it's like, yeah, embrace it. Well, we've embraced it so much, and we're addicted. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen is afraid of going to jail. Now, here's where I'm at a loss. I don't know what he's afraid of going to jail about. He shouldn't be afraid of going to jail for anything somebody thinks he did with us, because he didn't. He didn't do any, commit any crime with President Trump.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, earlier today. Now, Giuliani made the chat show rounds. He was on CNN, and that was from Fox and Friends, where he talked a little bit about Cohen and what Cohen has to be afraid of, which in his mind is really nothing. The deadly fire in Northern California that has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes slowed down Sunday and was at least 17% contained. That's according to a Cal Fire spokesman. Officials also said there were more than 150 fire trucks on the way to help them from outside the state. A Cal Fire spokesman also talks about some of the challenges they're facing.
With the intensity that we have here, it's really hard to stop a fast-moving, wind-driven fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm not sure if any of you are aware, but there's a new psychiatric diagnosis. There's a new anxiety disorder out there, and it's called Trump Anxiety Disorder. And therapists are saying that they're seeing an increased number of people affected by this. This was a term coined by psychiatrists in 2007. Wasn't there an Obama anxiety disorder? Oh, no. Nobody ever called it that. Really? 2007? Trump wasn't even really running for office back then. Are we sure there isn't also an Obama anxiety disorder or a Clinton anxiety disorder? So, according to ChristianPost.com, they say there is a fear of the world ending, according to Elizabeth Lamott, founder of the D.C. Counseling and Psychotherapy Center. It's very disoriented and constantly unsettling. Lamott adds that President Donald Trump supporters are also feeling socially and familial isolated, even if they don't support his tactics. Really? Are we all... Really? They say anxieties among Trump's detractors, she continues, resembles those found in patients who are brought up by a parent having a personality disorder, with traits like grandiosity, excessive attention-seeking, and severe lack of empathy. They say politically-induced stress levels increased from 52% to 57% over a six-month period before, during, and after the 2016 election. Where's the numbers for the previous elections? He also quotes a February 2017 online survey which suggests that two-thirds of Americans, including Democrats and Republicans, were stressed about the future of the nation due to extreme political polarization. They say overall stress levels were the highest in a decade around the 2016 election. The term Trump anxiety disorder, okay, that must have been a typo when they said 2007 because that made no sense. They say the term Trump anxiety disorder was used for the first time in a 2017 essay co-edited by psychiatrists from Harvard and Yale. Clinical psychologist Jennifer Panning of Evanston, Illinois, wrote that the symptoms were specific to the election of Trump and the resultant unpredictable socio-political climate. Okay, this is from Harvard Medical School and Yale School of Medicine. Can I just say something to medical schools out there? For those of you guys who are in medical schools, quit this political BS of leaning to the left. Don't lean anywhere. You're medicine. Medicine is science. Don't start making a medical diagnosis based on politics. Are you kidding me? When somebody sees something from Harvard Medical School or Yale School of Medicine, they're thinking that is the Bible of medicine. You either have diabetes or you don't. You're either pregnant or you're not. And a psychologist coming from them saying, oh, these are symptoms that are specific to the election of Trump and the resultant unpredictable socio-political climate. Don't be making stuff up. Because you want to promote your liberal agenda. Medical schools are supposed to be neutral. What is wrong with people? Again, you didn't hear an Obama anxiety disorder. Maybe it's because people on the right, maybe they just don't, you know, get psychologically affected to the degree that others may. I don't know. Now, even though it's not an official diagnosis, Panning wrote in the essay that the symptoms included feeling a loss of control and helplessness and fretting about what's happening in the country and spending excessive time on social media. Okay, that sounds like a personal problem. Don't be blaming that on a political candidate. I mean, am I trying to blame Hillary Clinton for people needing benzodiazepines? No. It was a crappy election. The election sucked. Let's not try to create new medical diagnoses. Kwong suggests that the reasons include Trump's Supreme Court picks, his zero-tolerance immigration policy, his pro-life stand, his alleged submission to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Are you kidding me? They say in January, a Quinnipiac poll of U.S. voters found that 64% believe Trump does more to divide than unite the nation. Okay. All right, so for those of you who have quote-unquote Trump anxiety disorder, get over it. I had to get through the recession. It sucked. I had to get through 8 years of Obama. And I tried to look at the good of things. I respected our president. I didn't like him, but I still showed respect. I still stood for the national anthem. We had to take out loans. We had to cut corners. We had to empty out bank accounts. We had to close down a medical office. But we got through it. Your ancestors went through the Crusades and the Holocaust and earthquakes and fires and plague. And you guys are going to let an election take you down? I mean, this is what we discussed last year. Come on. You know, when Hillary Clinton had lost the election, you saw people in the audience bawling. If I was Hillary, that would be a time, and she didn't show up that night. She couldn't. She had to make her concession speech the next day. That's when you tell people to buck up and don't cry. Help fix the country. Help this new leader fix the country. I mean, we're Americans. We're tougher than this. And all these other countries were watching people sob in hysterics, threatening suicide, threatening to leave the country. You know how many stars said, I'm going to give up my U.S. citizenship if Trump wins? Well, did you? No, because you're making millions of dollars on your next movie. Please. I mean, you know, it's politics. I understand it gives you headlines. I understand it gets you in the news. I understand you get a lot of likes on Facebook when you put something anti-Trump. But we need to look strong. And it may take a war, unfortunately, to unite us. Is Trump the best president out there? No, probably not. Is he doing some good things? Yeah, in his own way. He's different. We're getting stuff done. The economy's better. The world still hasn't blown up like everybody said it would. Many of you still have jobs. You're still with your families. Florida and California didn't break off and fall into the ocean like everybody claimed it would. So buck the heck up. You know, there was a poll saying young people, majority Democrat, want younger people running for office. They say most Americans age 15 to 34 think voting in the midterm election gives their generation some say about how the government is run. And 79% of this group say leaders from their generation would do a better job running the country. I don't mind if you're Democrat, Republican, I don't mind. Go for it. I would rather you try to advance politically and run for office than sitting there crying because your candidate lost. If you believe in something and there's something you want to save with this country, go for it. That's what's so beautiful about being in America. We have the ability to voice our passion. But when you sit there and cry and feel sorry for yourself and make up psychiatric diagnoses, that makes us look weak and weeny. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say 8 million American adults use e-cigs. I find that number very, very low. I think there's a lot more people using e-cigs. So, all right. Let's just say 8 million. Fine. And people are saying, you know what? They're safe. They get me off smoking. I'm good. All right. Well, are you actually quitting smoking? There's been a lot of studies out there now saying the average person that vapes is not getting off the nicotine. Well, this may speed your vaping quest along to hopefully getting off of it as quickly as possible. Being told now that e-cig users are the highest at risk of oral cancer. That these vaping devices also contain carcinogens. This is coming from UCSF. They say vaping devices like the popular Juul may raise oral cancer risks just as much as traditional cigarettes. They say, in fact, those who use smokeless tobacco devices have the highest levels of certain carcinogenic chemicals linked to cancers in the mouth and throat of any tobacco product users. We are talking even more so than people doing chew. When you chew tobacco, you're really getting that stuff into those mouth crevices. They're saying vaping is worse than that. Scientists at the University of California, San Francisco discovered that vapers may not be much safer from nicotine or cancers of the throat and mouth than they were when they were smoking cigarettes. U.S. regulators treat adult e-cig use with cautious optimism. Teenagers, however, are using it like crazy. Now, tobacco products contain nicotine. That kind of gives you a little bitty buzz. You also get addicted to it. And vaping gives you nicotine. Regular cigarettes have about 7,000 chemicals. So you inhale tar, formaldehyde, carbon monoxide. E-cig liquid is supposed to have less dangerous substances. The problem is we don't know what all those substances are. They also found that you get traces from the metallic heating coil. You get traces of metal dripping into that vapor. So people will say, but yeah, it hasn't been linked to cancer. Well, vaping's only been around for a few years. Now that we have a huge amount of the population vaping, now we may be able to study it a little better. Unfortunately, cancer could take years to develop. And so we're not going to be able to tell you that your 14-year-old that's vaping is at risk until, God forbid, years later, and he comes down with it. So they're trying to extrapolate and look at what the chemicals are, what is happening microscopically to changes in the mucosal membrane or on the epithelial linings, to surmise if there can be an issue later where these cells will turn cancerous. If we see that the exact same things happen to these cells that happen when you smoke cigarettes, then vaping is going to be linked to cancer as well. So researchers at UCSF looked at all markers of overall nicotine intake and levels of a group of carcinogens called tobacco-specific nitrosamines. They measured these in the urine of some 49,000 Americans who smoke, use smokeless tobacco, and who are non-smokers. And they found there were more similarities between users of the smokeless tobacco and smokers than between the former and non-smokers. Unsurprisingly, everyone that used any form of tobacco had elevated levels of nicotine in their systems. But more importantly, these markers of these TSNAs, these tobacco-specific nitrosamines, were actually higher in those who use the smokeless tobacco products, so even worse, including those who chew tobacco. So, what they did, however, find is those who vaped had two lower levels of two chemicals associated with oral and lung cancer. But 80% of those with oral cancer used combustible or chewing tobacco or snuff. E-cigs still put you at risk. Cigarette smoking is still linked to 80 to 90% of lung cancer. So, we really are concerned that this new craze of vaping, which the kids do, is a gateway drug to others. You know, and people will say, look, I don't care if my kid vapes because he's not going to cigarettes. So, I use my children as test subjects, okay? And as reporters, and they tell me that many of their friends who vaped 6 months ago have got off vaping. I was like, woohoo! They did! They got off vaping? Oh, that's awesome. Nah, it's not awesome. Now they're just smoking regular cigarettes. They would have never started smoking. I knew these kids growing up. They would have never touched a cigarette. Once you get addicted to something, once you know, I don't know if you guys remember that one Simpson episode where Bart and Barney were in college, I think. They were in a college dorm. And Barney was like a Mensa, straight-A student. Barney. And then Bart made him drink a Duff beer. And after one drink, Barney became all googly-eyed and then became, the drunk that he is on The Simpsons. Yep. So that's what it does. So we'll keep you posted on this, but please do not underestimate e-cigs. A Charleston doctor has been indicted for allegedly overprescribing pain meds leading to a patient's death. Mohammed Samir Nasher Al-Niam ran the Neurology and Pain Center on Division Street and a medical practice on McCorkle Avenue. This is in West Virginia. And a grand jury found that he prescribed painkillers not for legitimate medical purposes. And it ended up with the death of one patient from oxycodone use. The indictment also alleges that this doctor overprescribed painkillers during a 5-year period, from 2013 to 2018. His statement released this statement on Friday. Although we certainly understand that the U.S. attorney is eager to blame for the opioid crisis, Dr. Nasher maintained a state-approved clinic to help West Virginians who were suffering with real pain. He looks forward to clearing his name in court. Now, his arraignment is set for August 3rd. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, why do I care about some doctor, gets indicted? He probably wrote too many pain medicines. Who cares? Nah. You better care if your doctor read that article. You better care if your medical provider finds out about this. We doctors write pain medicines when people are in pain. And we see many of these articles say, oh my gosh, that pharmacy dispensed 20,000 doses in a year. When you start to divide up how many pills, the doses is one pill, when you start to divide how many people in the city, and then how many days in a year, it's not a lot. And then the jury found not for legitimate medical purposes. Now, who knows? Did this guy sell it? Maybe he is guilty. Who knows? You're innocent until proven guilty. But the average doctor is going to look at this going, oh, hell no. You know what? I don't need an indictment. I just don't have to write pain medicines. There's other doctors out there that could do it. I'm going to stay out of jail. If writing a pain medication could put me in jail because somebody overdoses and dies, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm out of it. So now your medical provider may not write your medicines anymore. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endra 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endra 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.